Hi everyone, Radical Russ Hout here in the parking lot of the High Times Cannabis Cup, and we've got the Colorado Department of Transportation making a demonstration, drive high and get a DUI. Tell folks your name and what this demonstration is all about.
Sure. Hi, my name is Sam Cole and I'm a CDOT spokesperson, and this is part of our 2015 Drive High, Get a DUI campaign. It's one of many of the tactics that we're using in the community to really drive home the point of the dangers of driving high, and also to let people know that it is illegal to drive high and you can get a DUI.
All right, so drive high, get a DUI, and this is supposed to be a smoking car. Is there something we need to do to...
Yes, we will smoke it up right now.
Okay, here we go.
And the way it works is this is supposed to imitate folks inside the vehicle getting high. You start to see the smoke start to build in it. The windows are cracked, so the smoke starts to come out of that. And then after the smoke dissipates, a big sign comes on, lit up. At night, you can see it much better, but it says, drive high, get a DUI. It's a very serious message. It's a little bit of a fun message that we're using, but it's also very serious because we know that a lot of people that consume marijuana don't know that you get a DUI if you drive high and also aren't aware of the dangers. We did a survey last November of 1,000 Colorado drivers, and of the ones that admitted to actually consuming marijuana, over 50% said that they have actually driven high.
Oh, wow. So what are the statistics like over the past couple of years that you've had legalization here in Colorado with respect to traffic fatalities or citations or anything of the sort?
Sure. So we know from Colorado State Patrol that 12% of their DUIs that they issued in 2014 were for marijuana impaired driving. That's one snapshot. The other snapshot is that we know of the 440 fatal crashes last year in Colorado, the drivers, 54 drivers were found to be high on marijuana.
Okay. And how does that compare to fatality stats over the past decade?
So over the past decades, we have looked at fatalities related to marijuana impaired driving, and they've ranged anywhere from 25 to 55 fatalities involving marijuana.
Okay. And I recall reading something coming out of Denver where you surveyed folks to find out what their level of knowledge was about the laws and how they respond here. What was that level? I mean, people really aren't very aware of this, are they?
No, in a survey that CDOT conducted last year, we found that people really aren't aware the fact that you can get a DUI for driving high. They don't know that some of them actually think that they drive higher. Some of them actually think they drive better when they're high. We are trying to dispel some of those myths, let them know that this is something to be taken seriously. It's dangerous to drive high. You're impaired. You can get pulled over by state police or any other law enforcement official. You can be issued a DUI. You can receive a fine for over $10,000. You can go to jail. You can get your driver's license taken away. It's a very serious offense. And we just want everybody to get home safe, no matter if you consume marijuana or not. So just don't take any chances and just don't drive high.
There you go, folks. Don't drive under the influence of cannabis. Don't drive impaired. It's not worth your license, not worth the ticket, not worth the fines, not worth the cost of the lawyers that will be involved. I want to thank the Colorado Department of Transportation for bringing this out here and making people a little more aware. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay.